All right, go ahead, talk. Say, you're listening to the Word Bros Podcast.
No.
Do it.
No.
Do it. Say, you're listening to the Word Bros Podcast. Do it. You're listening to the Word Bros Podcast. TheWordBros.com.
Today on a very special Word Bros, we have a very special guest. I know it's Wednesday, and you're thinking, why are we getting a Word Bros episode on Wednesday? Well, that's because today's guest has a book coming out today from Vault Comics. Our friend Eric Donovan has his book, Heavy, coming out today. You can go to comic shops. You can pick it up today. So right after you listen to this podcast, you can run to your local comic shop and pick up your copy of Heavy. It's a really cool book. Max Bemis is writing it. Eric's drawing it. It's a super cool thing. It looks like Punisher on acid or something, man. It's really neat. The artwork is beautiful. The story looks great. It's a lot of fun. You can pick that book up today. It's in comic shops today. So do yourself a favor and run down and pick up Eric Donovan's new book, Heavy. But before you do that, you can listen to the Word Bros on the way to the local comic shop. So check it out, Eric Donovan, today on Word Bros.
Donovan, just talk.
You're the worst.
I'm already recording. You'll be fine. Just be your charming and wonderful self, Eric Donovan. I will say this, Eric. We've started a YouTube channel, and we've been releasing the video of the conversations we've been having. So you might want to button up your shirt a little bit. I don't want to be getting flagged for indecent materials, baby.
It's not Metal Shark, bro. We don't need to see Donovan's nipples.
Donovan, how?
All right. I'll keep the.
I love it. Donovan, how are you doing, friend?
I'm doing all right.
Don't cover up the camera. We need to see your face.
I don't have my space prepared for video recording.
Oh, come on. You'll be fine. Your space looks great. It's you in front of your work table. I can't think what else your space would be.
Oh my gosh.
I think we're good.
Yeah. There's like piles of cocaine in the background or something?
Who knows, man? Who fucking knows?
So today we have a very special guest and a dear, dear friend. Kevin and I love you dearly. Eric Donovan, you are all the way in Portland, Oregon now, yes?
I am, yeah.
How is the Pacific Northwest treating you?
Honestly, I love it. I really do.
That's cool.
Here. I mean, we'll see. You know, I've spent 33 years on the East Coast, so it's definitely a different vibe. But yeah, it's been a nice welcome change, and we'll see. I mean, maybe I'll be here for a while. Maybe I'll be back in a few years. I mean, who knows? But for right now, I feel like I'm very much where I'm supposed to be. You know?
That's awesome. That's awesome.
That's great.
Yeah. And what are you working on currently? Like right now, as we
right this second,
like you are literally drawing as we are speaking because you live this artist lifestyle, man.
I'm working on inks for Heavy, my new book.
There you go. This is a book that you were doing with Max Bemis from the fine people at Vault Comics. Heavy, you sent over PDFs of issues 1 and 2. This thing looks pretty trippy, man. What are we working on here? What are you dealing with?
Like, what is it? What's Heavy about?
Heavy's a fucking head trip for sure. It's basically about a hitman in the afterlife, right? Mm-hmm. His job is a heavy, and he's basically polices the multiverse for the powers that be.
Okay.
And
the idea is this afterlife is like purgatory, and if he does well enough in his job, he gets to
ascend or descend. Right? Yes.
Yep. So that's, you know, kind of his whole shtick at the beginning is he's trying to earn his climb so that he can be reunited with his wife. And along the way, kind of meeting some of the crazy characters and seeing into some of the crazy jobs he's doing. But then he gets teamed up with basically his arch nemesis from his previous living life. And the story kind of takes off from there as he's sort of forced to work with this person he hates, doing all kinds of crazy shit. I mean, this is a... It's on its face, very just kind of fun and action-oriented, right?
Mm-hmm.
But ultimately, it's really a critique of toxic masculinity and violence at the same time that it's also appreciating those things in our entertainment, in our tropes. So it's like, go as violent, go as sexy, go as crazy as you want. I'm getting to really do whatever I want with the art, which is awesome.
That's cool.
And Max just has these really great characters and fun dialogue for me to work with. So I'm super pumped for it, and I think folks are going to like it.
That's awesome. Now, this thing is coming out very shortly, isn't it?
Yeah. The 16th of September, I do believe.
Dang, that's right around the corner.
Around the corner, yeah. I was just thinking the same thing.
So this first issue is dropping soon. And let me ask you a question. You're working with Vault Comics on this one. Are you feeling any kind of pressure because Vault has such a star-studded and kind of critically acclaimed lineup of books that, like, you got to come out swinging to kind of keep up with the Joneses kind of vibe?
I mean, I always feel pressure, dude. Like, every book is an extreme amount of pressure for me. I would say this. When I first started getting into comics and wanting to make comics professionally, my dream was always to have a Vertigo book, right?
Mm-hmm.
I fucking love Vertigo comics. Guess what? That's never going to happen. Vertigo does not exist.
That's not your fault, though, Donovan. Not your fault.
Not my fault. Here's what I would say. I really feel like Vault is about the closest that you're going to get.
Okay.
Right now on the market. They have that very similar kind of edgy aesthetic approach, telling stories that are a little bit off the beaten path and off the wall. You're seeing Boom do some of this stuff right now as well. But Vault is really going with stories and art that, like, I don't think you would find anywhere else. And so for me, at the same time that it's extremely stressful for me, trying to make sure that the work that I'm doing is the best that it can possibly be for this story that I really, really love. I also feel like this is kind of my chance to really get to do that book that I've
been doing.
So
that's awesome.
Yeah, I mean, it's definitely my best art, like, that I'm ever going to have published up to this point in my career. So I'm hoping people learn to it.
It looks great, man. Like, the artwork looks great. The colors are popping. Like, did you select the colorist, or did you just kind of land with a good dude?
Chris Peter, she's from
and
South.
When I said dude has no gender in my world. I just want you to know.
No, you're fine. Chris is fucking phenomenal. There were a couple people kind of on the docket that we looked at the beginning, and her stuff just was the stuff that I responded to the most.
It looks great.
It pops.
Stone cold killer. She's doing a number of books right now, and I think she's really going to continue to be grabbing people's attention. But she's really found a way to color my work that I feel like she kind of gets what I'm trying to do, especially with this project, and it's been really exciting. She's amazing.
I love that double page spread in the first issue of, like, Purgatory with the angel's wings and all that stuff. Like, how did you come up with the design aesthetic for, like, what Purgatory looks like? Like, was that a your thing? Did Max have a lot of input on something like that?
Did you guys go back and forth?
Max kind of, you know, he had the story. He kind of said it's crazy and weird, psychedelic and trippy. Now is kind of the prompt. And then I just kind of drew from my well, you know.
Mm-hmm.
to come up with a lot of that stuff. And the nice thing about a project like this, that's, you know, obviously characters and environments that might be familiar to us, like there's a scene in issue one where he returns to Rome to fight a evil Leonardo da Vinci.
The nude guy.
Yeah. The
dick guy. Yeah. There's a lot of peeing in that scene, my man.
There's a lot more. There's going to be, I think, just about some kind of pretty over the top nudity in all
this. Yeah.
That was kind of one of those things where, yes, it's something we're familiar with, but now we're taking it and doing something new with it, taking it in a new direction. And as far as like Purgatory and Heaven's concerned, yeah, it's, you know, taking from my well of artistic inspiration that I've built over the years, just exploring shapes and having fun, creating something new, hopefully, you know.
Dude, it looks great, man. Like, I'm really impressed with the way the first issue looks. We only have the first two issues. I didn't get a chance to read it, but just like breezing through the artwork, it looks fucking killer, man. Like, you've definitely got a cool aesthetic going here, and I'm really into it.
I appreciate that, man. Thank you.
Now, when it came to the character design, was that like just you going wild, like you were talking about, or did you and Max come up with stuff together, or did you like give him designs and then he was like approving your final, you know, say on stuff, or how did that work?
Yeah, I mean, we're co-creators of this project, right?
Nice.
So as far as that's concerned, I mean, he pretty much was like, look, this is what I'm thinking. He has, you know, he had character concepts, not drawn out, but kind of written into the scripts. And for the most part, you know, I've stayed pretty true to them, as far as their, how would you say, core of their personality. You know, who's the main character? It's like grizzled, gruff, stocky, kind of fat, like mean, heavy dude. But at the same time, you know, originally the idea was all the heavies were going to be wearing like a suit and tie kind of thing.
Kind of like a Reservoir Dogs vibe?
Yeah, a little bit. And that's really fun. And, you know, this is the fascinating thing about comics, is that like every artist, every creator that you have involved in that is going to bring a different visual to the medium, right?
Mm-hmm.
So, you know, the way I'm doing it versus what anyone else might have come up with, who knows, right? Could be dramatically different. But for me, I was just like, I don't want to draw suit and ties for 10 issues. And so I basically did a bunch of concept art and came up with a design that I sent him, and it was like, this looks awesome. Let's go in this direction instead, you know?
Mm-hmm.
So it's really I feel like it's a good push and pull between, you know, what I want to draw visually and what he's got planned out in the script. I mean, ultimately the entire point is to keep the message of the story. So that's where my focus is. But visually, like, you know, there was one scene in chapter two where the script called for a grenade, and I was just like, I want a rocket launcher today. So, you know, that kind of stuff. It's been a lot of fun to work on.
Now, when you want to make a change like that, do you have to go to Max directly, or is that just something that's kind of minuscule and you just do that on your own? And like, is an editor gonna flag something like that and be like, hey,
everyone's got a different style. You know, like I said, I am the co-creator on this book, so I don't have any hesitation on doing what I want first and then finding out if that vibes with everyone later.
So what you're saying is it's easier just to do and ask for permission later, essentially.
Yes and no, but especially with art, because you have a visual, right?
Yes.
So it's like, instead of trying to explain to someone, well, look, I really think that this would look cooler if instead of this, they were doing this thing. And instead it's just like, this feels like it's right for the scene or right for the character. So I'm going to throw that in there. And there have been a few times where it's like, let's not do this or let's rethink this. But for the most part, once you have that in front of you, you can see what I'm getting for.
Mm-hmm.
And it really, you know, I think has worked out well.
That's awesome. Slim,
who's one of the other main characters. I gave him a sword because it seemed right. But the sword was something that, you know, was not originally conceived in the script. He didn't have like any specific weapon that he had other than some guns, right? And he still has those guns, but he also has a sword too. It's like, I'm just, anything to make it more over the top and more crazy just fits with the entire concept that Max has, right? So mm-hmm. as long as I'm keeping to his concept and, you know, obviously if there's any strong feelings about something, we'll have a conversation about it.
And I mean, if you're playing with the medium, you might as well push it as far as you can take it, because if the audience is willing to go with you, they will go.
Right.
You know, so if the audience is like, yeah, that dude has a sword, that shit's awesome, then like your job is done because you did awesome shit. You know what I'm saying?
Yeah. And I mean, this is kind of what I like and love about Metal Shark Bro that you guys have been doing, is that you guys kind of took that mentality from the get-go. It's like, we're not here today, congregation, to speak to you and tell you important things. We're here to have a fucking blast. This is crazy shit that we thought up. There's a fucking magic shark fighting ninja nuns, you know. Demons are flying around everywhere and all kinds of crazy stuff. It's just having a good time making a crazy comic book, you know.
Yeah,
that's awesome.
And so Heavy is kind of taking that and similar kind of approach as far as like the over-the-top aesthetic, I think. But also, you know, we are trying to say some really big things about sexuality and violence and finding your place in the world and all that.
Speaking of all that, what's your favorite Vertigo book, Eric? Since
there you go.
Yeah, that's tough. It's actually not tough. It's tough because it's a tie. It's a tie between Sandman and Scout.
Okay.
Both great Scout. Titles. Both
yeah, great. Scout is one of the absolute coolest fucking comics I've ever read. Guerra's artwork is just...
it's awesome.
Incomparable,
yeah.
Right?
It all fits the mood in that book. Like, the mood, it carries the mood, you know?
Yeah. He's a, you know, a master. There's some other, you know, good ones in there that I really, really love. 100 Bullets is one of them.
I knew you were going to say that. For some odd reason, I knew you were going to say 100 Bullets.
Yeah. Oh, yeah. And I really like, you know, I love Rizzo's work, and the two of them have done a lot of cool stuff together. They made that Spaceman book a couple years ago. I think it, you know, kind of flew under the radar a little bit. I found it really interesting. Why the Last Man I really liked, you know, all the Constantine Hellblazer stuff.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Well, you got to do Constantine Hellblazer stuff. So how did that work out? That's as close as you're going to get to that Vertigo sandbox, huh?
Yeah. Oh, that was great. That was 2016. So that was a while ago. It was my first DC gig that I ever had, which was super surreal, right? To be asked like, hey, this is your first job with us. Not only are you on two issues, not fill-ins, you're wrapping out the entire arc. It's Constantine. Like, he's been one of my favorite, you know, comics characters, period, for a long, long time. So that was a lot of high pressure. But you know what? I'll tell you what, at the same time, I was going through a divorce. I was very much like focused on a lot of that stuff. I you know, I had gone back home and was like in the process of moving and all kinds of other stuff at that time. And we were also on a really tight deadline. They're about to do Rebirth, I believe it was, as well. So we were trying to get that finished in time so that they could have that all wrapped up. so that the new Constantine stories could be in Rebirth. So it was, I mean, it was a really cool project to be a part of. I love working with James, and Ming Doyle also wrote that with James. It was really cool. Yeah.
That's awesome.
So that's not your first time working with James. Tell us about the other books you've done with James.
Yeah, so the first real book that him and I did together was called The House in the Wall. And it was for Thrillbent.
Oh shit, that Mark Wade thing way back.
That Mark Wade joint. Yeah,
that's awesome. Okay.
It was Mark Wade had a app, digital comics company.
That's right.
We did a horror comic that was, I think we did 6 chapters. We had much bigger plans for it. That eventually
isn't that the nature of comics though? You always have a much bigger plan for everything.
So yeah, that was the first full, you know, series that we were doing, and we were working on that and The Medic at the same time.
Oh wow.
And then The Medic was my first full solo foray as the artist into print direct market comics.
With a good time sloth.
Good time sloth, man. That guy has people love the sloth. You know, it's
great. How could you not?
There was a stretch where that fucking sloth was everywhere.
Right.
You know?
Hopefully he'll be everywhere again. yeah, we're fingers crossed we'll get a great adaptation of that. Well,
the good time sloth is my spirit animal, so.
Oh yeah. So yeah, that was my first big one with him that everyone got to see. And then we did, you know, Constantine together, and then 2 more apocalyptic, which is what we call those stories. 2 more apocalyptic stories, Cognetic and Eugenic. So Eugenic came out in 2017.
Well, I'm just trying to encourage people to buy your past stuff. That's all. Yes. It was a shameless plug right there.
Well, I appreciate it.
Hey man, everybody loves a good shameless plug.
Yeah.
I mean, that's what we're all here for. We're all here for shameless plugs. Eric Donovan has a book called Heavy coming out with Vault Comics September 16th. Go to your comic shop and get that book now. Donovan is looking fresh. You got your edge up? Where'd you get your edge up in the quarantine? Who's cutting your hair?
He is.
Barber.
You're still going to the barber?
We have certain precautions here in Portland, but certain businesses are open.
Uh-huh.
It takes appointments in compliance with all of the local guidelines from the city and state. And he's like 2 blocks down from me. So my birthday was 2 weeks ago.
Happy birthday.
Happy birthday.
Thank you. And I decided I hadn't had a haircut in 6.5 months. So
the fade looks fresh, dude.
Thanks, man.
It's a good looking fade.
Fade barbershop.
I have not had my hair cut since November, and I can't see going anytime soon, so I'm just not gonna, and this is just what it's gonna be for a while. We're just gonna ride this out as long as we can.
I cut my hair yesterday. So
ooh, how'd that go?
It went all right. Yeah, it's cool. Not bad. It's not bad. Yeah, see?
Kevin, I'm digging the gray in your beard.
Everybody says that. Bob says I look like Wolfman Jack. Because I told him a while ago that I wouldn't dye it once it started going gray because I wanted salt and pepper. And he was like, you're dyeing the whole thing. You're dyeing the whole thing.
Well, I'm because there used to be red in it. There was red in it.
The red in my mustache. Yeah. So I dyed it black because most of my hair was like a dark, dark brown, but they didn't make that color brown.
Right.
Like it was too dark on the spectrum of brown. So I had to get the lightest black.
How gray is it? Like, turn your head a little bit, because I want to see, like, okay, turn your head the other way. Dang, you are gray like a champ, son. Look at that. That's awesome.
All in here and on the sides.
It looks like you were, like, some kind of sorcerer who got struck by lightning while you were in the middle of fucking conjuring something awesome.
Right?
Yeah. I did conjure something awesome, Metal Shark Bro.
Well, Donovan, so, like, okay, so here's the thing, man. What'd you say, buddy?
I was going to say, I was looking at the Kickstarter today for that. You guys are almost at 200% funding.
We're working on it.
Speaking of shameless plugs.
We're working on it. I'm super pumped. I love that shit.
Thank you, buddy.
I'm trying. Thank you.
Now, Metal Shark Bro is on my toilet.
I don't know. Is that a good thing or a bad thing?
Both.
Good thing. Toilet reading.
That's true.
Let's be honest. Is classic comics reading. Secondly, that means everybody who comes into my house and uses the bathroom gets to see
that. It's true. And then they wonder what kind of person's house they're in that they're reading. Filth. Filth. Now, Donovan, I know you're going to be excited about this question, buddy. So what are you working on next, dude? What's in the pipeline?
I got a couple stuff, you know.
Word?
He can't talk about it. That's what he's going to say.
Yeah. Secret.
But I'll say Heavy is going to be at least 10 issues.
Damn, dude.
Nice.
I'm going to be working on that for a bit.
That's awesome.
You know, early next year is when I'll be looking to get some of that next stuff going.
Well, that's got to feel great, though, because, I mean, you've got Vault, and they believe in your stuff for 10 issues, man. That's really cool.
That's beautiful.
A lot of the times you're getting 4 or 5. To get 10 out of a publisher, that's really great.
No, Vault's been amazing. Adrian, Damien, Rebecca, my editor, are all fantastic. This is the biggest series that I've ever been able to work on. So it's, like I said, it's stressful, but it's also really exciting. I really do think that by the end of this whole thing, like, I know where it's going. We've had the big picture conversations about where this whole thing is leading. And I think it's really going to take some people by surprise. Which I'm really excited about, but that's I'm not awesome. Gonna tell you anything further.
So. I don't want to know.
Yeah.
Now let me ask you this question. I've noticed, and again, this is like the junior analyst in me here. You've mentioned like stress and pressure in this conversation at least 3 times. Like how does that affect your work? How does the pressure of comics like affect your psyche on a daily basis? Is it something that you're dealing with kind of constantly? And how is that kind of, impacted by the current situation that we're living in right now?
Oh, and to add to that question, are you one of those guys that tested better under stress? Like you didn't study right before the test? So that translates to comics? Or were you that guy that studied constantly before the test and now it works out better for your comics? I figured that was the answer.
I figured, Eric. We all know.
I've drank with you enough times, Eric Donovan. I know the truth.
I mean, the COVID stuff especially has been really hard.
Now, is that harder on you, an artist, because you're in isolation drawing by yourself all day?
Yeah, I mean, for me, I stay sane because I can leave, mm-hmm. right? And now, I mean, now you can kind of leave a little bit more due to, you know, kind of the way that restrictions have been lifted. But it's still not like most of the stuff that I enjoy doing, going to concerts, going out to the bars with my friends, going out to eat, traveling, going to conventions, all that kind of stuff is you know, off the table.
That's on hold. And
with good reason. Obviously.
Yes.
But yeah, I mean, it's been hard. You know,
about the mask thing? How are you adjusting to that? Are you liking the mask?
I have no problem with masks.
Okay.
I wear them every time I leave the house. I'm not going to feel bad about sitting in a park and taking my mask off when I'm 20, 30 feet away.
Oh no, I don't think you should. And I think that's one of the things that where people are publicly like mask shaming others in like open spaces. I think that's ridiculous. But especially if you're by yourself.
No, but if you at Kroger and you ain't got a mask on, I'm gonna say something.
Correct. You shouldn't be in a building. You shouldn't be in a building without one.
Yeah,
I agree. Because it's a confined space, so that's not fair. To the other folks you were around.
People mask shaming, I think, just don't want to have it in their face that there's a deadly disease out there that can kill them. And they're scared to think about dying. So they just get mad at everyone who's basically calling reality into their face every day.
Or a hot take, they're a Republican. Oh, sorry about that. I just did it. I did it. I'm sorry, but not sorry. Not sorry.
It has become very oddly politicized.
It is?
So oddly, depending on your perspective, but the fact of the matter is, the idea that protecting yourself and the people you love from stick is some kind of political statement. Kind of silly to me.
It is. It is. Yeah. Well, Eric, we are glad that you're doing well. We are very happy that you're continuing to do great work. This book, Heavy, looks amazing. It'll be out, September 16th? Run to your local comic shop. Pick that out when it comes out. And Donovan, man, it's good talking to you, buddy. It's always good to see you.
And sign up for Heavy in your pull box so Eric can do all 10 issues because that's amazing in today's day and age.
That's for sure.
Yes, that's what I'm talking about.
Yeah, tell everyone to
put that in your pull box. Do what?
I said, hopefully everyone wants more, you know?
Yes. That's why I'm saying get all 10. Put that in your pull for 10 months. You'd be good.
You'll be good.
You'd be making Eric happy. I'm fucking
killing it.
He could get another fade in 10 months.
So, yeah.
Dude, it's looking great, man. I'm really happy for you. Congratulations. And you're doing it, man. You're working hard, baby. You live in the dream.
And we love you, Eric.
We do.
You guys too. I hope we all get to hang out again in person sometime.
Agreed.
Until then, cheers, Eric. Cheers.
Cheers, sir.
All right, that was Eric Donovan. What a guy, what a dude, what a talented fellow. We've known Donovan since like 2015, I think. I want to say it was 2015. We met him at Heroes. We were just perusing the aisles, and he was sitting there, and we liked his art. We started talking to him, and come to find out he's a really good dude. Eric Donovan, really good dude. He's a good guy, man. We're glad he's doing well. We're glad he's working on this book Heavy with Max Bemis and Vault Comics. He's making his moves, doing his thing. He is kicking ass and taking names, that Eric Donovan. What a guy. What a guy. Pound for pound, he's got some of the best hair in comics. I'm not afraid to say it. He's got great hair. So do yourself a favor. Go pick up Heavy right now in comic shops all over the world. From Vault Comics. Well, that's Word Bros for the week. Enjoy the Wednesday Word Bros again, special edition, because Eric's book's coming out. We'll be back on Monday with more awesome Word Bros podcast for all you people out there. Thank you so much for listening, and we'll talk to you soon. You're listening to the Word Bros podcast, thewordbros.com.